Welcome to the Inner Entrepreneur Podcast. My name is Paul Ryan. Today's episode is a mini pod, short, sweet, and straight to the point. Let's jump on in.
I spent some time this morning working on my financial life plan. Now, financial life plan is exactly what it sounds like. It is a plan for your entire financial life. So this is something I started many years ago. I started by looking at exactly how I was fixed financially at the time. And I made a plan. I looked out throughout the years for as long as I would live and made a plan to allow me to live financially well for all of that time. Clearly, the earlier you start something like this, the better. Because the earlier you start, the more leverage you have, probably the more income generating years you have. But it's never too late to start something like this. Some people won't do a financial life plan because they're concerned about what they might discover. But if there's something there you don't want to look at, that's probably the stuff you really need to look at. The first part of my financial plan probably took me many, many weeks of work to do. So I sat down, I literally thought through what my finances would look like for the rest of my life, and I began to create a plan. I began to put all the pieces together. I then got some external advice. I got some specialists to have a look at it to make sure my thinking was correct. And once I did that, I pulled the plan together. Now I had something documented I could look at and I could see what my plan was for the rest of my days. Now, I don't know whether I will live another day or another 40 years, but no matter how long I live, I want to make sure I'm financially independent, I'm financially secure, and I can live good financial life. And I don't get to achieve that by ignoring my financial situation. I get to achieve that by understanding my financial situation, by focusing on it and making it better. So I started this many years ago. And what I did this morning was my periodic review. So about three or four times a year, I pull out my financial plan and I go through it step by step. I read through every section of it. I make sure I understand it. I make sure it still makes sense. I make sure it still fits into my short and long-term goals. Now, in doing this, it gives me two great rewards. Firstly, it gives me clarity. I have a very good picture of what my long-term financial future looks like. And so when I'm making short-term decisions, I can make sure they're in line with that. So when I'm making savings, expenditure, investment decisions, short, medium, or long term, I can compare them to the plan and make sure they're in line. The second thing it gives me is great comfort because I can periodically look at it and go, you know, I have this figured out. I understand how I'm going to be financially for the rest of my days. Now, I can say that with some degree of confidence now, but remember, I started this a long time ago. So I didn't start out with a beautiful plan laid out. I started out with something I had to work on and I had to put pieces into and I had to figure out. So wherever you are in your financial life, I would suggest you look at a financial life plan. I review this three or four times a year. So obviously over the years, it has changed and tweaked. It's an essential part of my overall life plan. And I really recommend you take time to create your own personal life financial plan.
If you enjoyed this episode, please do subscribe. Share on social media, tell your friends about it, or leave a comment. It all helps us grow the show and share our message. Thank you for listening. See you on the next episode of The Inner Entrepreneur. Take care.